This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter at jwright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio and you want to keep listening, you can do so. Download the Odyssey app. Free to listen, free to download. Listen anytime, anywhere. You can even listen on demand. George Ruggiero producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company, as he is every Tuesday and Friday, is, of course, the host of VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast, VSiN's College Football Betting Tailgate Show, America's number one pregame tailgate show for all of college football. You can always hear him on VSiN Primetime, airing on weeknights on Twitter, X, at one Tim Murray. Tim, good day, sir.
It is a good day, man. I'm fired up. I don't know what it is. I'm in a good mood today. I wish there were more college football games on this weekend, but that's okay. We got the playoffs starting a week from today. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to do this. College basketball, we got some sneaky good games coming up this weekend. So, yeah, let's rock and roll, man.
So, a couple of things there. Number one, I suppose it's lessened a little bit because we do have a couple of games. But I always think the Heisman Saturday, like because of Army-Navy getting pushed back a week, and now we have the Celebration Bowl and the artist formerly known as the Camellia Bowl, we're weaned off of it. But I used to think that Saturday was one of the low-key most depressing days of the year. Where's all the football?
Yeah, and you know, this year, at least, Army's nationally ranked, Navy's pretty good, because we had a stretch where it was like
Army-Navy games.
It was like 2-9 versus 1-10, and you know, my dad would be like, but it's America's game. I'm like, yeah, but they suck.
Remember when Trump went on the air, I guess it was with CBS,
yeah,
and was talking about the game?
That was my first year on the broadcast team.
And like, he gets criticism for any time he does anything, so one way or the other, but he's like, you know, the football's not very good. It's like, but it's a great game. And I'm sitting there going like, you know, he's right. Like, it's not, there's been plenty of years where it's not been great football. And then that game had like, I mean, you remember, you covered it. Remember there was like, that was like turnovers galore. It was like, even by Army-Navy standards, it was sloppy.
If I remember correctly, I thought it was, wasn't it snowing? I can't remember.
The weather was not great either. Was that a Baltimore one?
I think so. So I did 3 years on the broadcast team, and I never went to one of the games while on the broadcast team, which was...
Were you back in studio?
Yeah, I was back in studio, even though 1 year it was in Baltimore. I'm like, it's right there.
I can smell it.
Let me go to the game. I'm in Baltimore. But they were, I think they were happy that I left, because they had been on a 14-game winning streak, Navy, until I joined the broadcast team. They lost three in a row. I left the broadcast team, and then they won by like 24. So I clearly was the fault absolutely. In the issue and the lone reason.
What were you doing? Did you pull a Wake Forest? Were you leaking the game plan to Army?
yeah, exactly. I'm like, they're going to run triple option. You should be prepared for it.
We used to have kids gather around. Once upon a time, there was a thing called Wakey Leaks. Never forget. All right, let's start what we got coming up on the program. Want to take a look back at a couple of things that happened last night, then also take a look at what we might be talking about on Monday as we get ready for college football playoff game week, our first ever college football playoff game week, or at least the 12-teamer. So discuss a few things there. Blake Topmeyer going to join us during the next segment, get his thoughts on North Carolina's hiring of Bill Belichick, his thoughts on the SEC's response to the playoff selections. We'll discuss all that and more. Get into the list. We've had some baseball trades. The hot stove is hot, Tim. It's hot right now. I did not realize how many Cubs fans...
Adios, Devin Williams.
Well, I didn't realize Milwaukee. So my old boss, I do his show on Thursday mornings, and he's a big Cubs fan. And Drew Hill, who guest hosted our morning show, they're both Cubs fans. I did not realize how badly Cubs fans wanted Kyle Tucker until talking to them the last 24 hours. This is apparently a very happy day for Cubby fans, so for the Cubbies. So
congratulations.
Good for them. And then Tim proposed this idea this morning, and we'll do that during hour number two. We're going to rank the QBs of the college football playoff. And I'll be honest, Tim gave me some homework, and it's like I'm going through it, and I'm like, I can't put everybody last.
It's really hard.
Spoiler alert, I imagine both of us are going to have Dylan Gabriel 1.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think, honestly, to me, the only things, and I don't want to, you know, we'll get into it. I think the only things you can lock in, Dylan Gabriel 1, and just because, I don't know, maybe you're different than me. I just put Gunnar Stockton at 12 because I'm like, I don't know what the hell he is.
Well, so we'll get into it. Yeah. I had the thought, but then I started thinking about a couple other things. So yeah. we'll discuss that. We'll tell your story. We'll get out of here. But quickly, I wanted to get into a little Thursday night football because I know you're on the air on Thursday nights. But
I watched the whole thing.
But you're right there. Were you Niners too?
So I did take Niners. I took Niners on the money line. So, however, I was able to use my eyeballs and say, they're not going to score. So I bet in-game under. So I ended up making a little bit because my in-game under bet was more than my Niners bet. But I think I've told you this before. I can't quit them. I'm done now. I'm washing my hands. I'm out.
Well, the good news is they're done too. So we're done.
You know what I mean? Money down on the counter. I'm out. Like, I am no more on the Niners. I can't quit them. I was like, well, you know, maybe they still could win the division. I was asked last night before the game started. We do like a cross talk with the afternoon drive.
The old
show
crossover.
My show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go, if someone sneaks into the playoffs, who's the scariest? And I'm like, San Francisco. And they're not getting into the playoffs. So you can get rid of that. So, I'm done. I'm washing my hands with
Here's how I know it's officially done. So I think you know this. I always used to call that game Big Bro, Little Bro Night because Kyle's the big bro in the fraternity and he can get inside Sean's head. He's lost 3 straight. Like, it's officially over. Like, now he's doing the thing where, like, he just doesn't care. I guess Kyle now is like senior year. He just doesn't care about anything anymore. Like, he's just ready to be done. So he's senior year Kyle. He looks so bored.
He looks so miserable.
And then McVay's sitting there with no coat, no, like, nothing on his head, and somehow as it's pouring down rain, and he must have the strongest hair product in the history of the world
because
it never moved.
I thought the same exact thing. I'm like, why is that dude's hair still, like, perfectly gelled up in the frohawk? And he's just sitting there. And, like, we've all worn a sweatshirt in the rain. It sucks.
Miserable.
It's, like, heavy. And I'm like, that dude is just taking it with a sweatshirt right now.
The other thing that I found myself being insanely jealous of was, like, I never had this thought because I'm miserable in the cold. And then, obviously, I'm miserable in the rain, too. But then I was realizing they showed, like, the equipment truck at one point during the broadcast, and they're showing all the extra cleats, and I'm like, I never thought about that. in the NFL and probably college too, when your shoes just get wet, just go get new socks, like get new socks, new cleats, fresh, ready to go for the quarter. It's like that probably would have improved how miserable I was during a game by like tenfold.
Well, and I don't know if I'm stealing your thunder, but you know who was pretty miserable? Devondre Campbell. Nah, I'm not going back in.
So I'm glad you bring that up, because I actually think Devondre, I think Debo should, like, when he hits his knees at night, he should thank the Lord for Devondre Campbell, because Debo, I don't know if this is a hot take, because I've just, you know, I watch the NFL, I love the NFL, but I think there's an argument he's been one of the most disappointing guys of the year this year, because I really thought like he was a dog, and this year he's decidedly not a dog. This year he's been a whiny bee.
I agree. There was a clip, and once again, I watch all the games with the sound down, but there was a clip late in the game where they showed Debo like off his break, and he just had zero separation the entire game. I'm like, that dude's one of the most explosive athletes in the league, and he can't do anything.
No, I'm with you entirely. Now, again, I have no idea health-wise, like maybe we find out, because, you know, he's been banged
up. Yeah, he might be
hurt. But I don't know. Like, to me, it's just like when the going got tough, he started really not helping the cause. And maybe it's a situation where, you know, with Kyle's offense, it's so dependent on having a true running threat. They could not run the ball at all last night. And the other thing I was going to shout out to that stadium, as much rain as it took, it looked like the field was like completely fine. I was stunned by that. Like there wasn't a ton of like the rain impact was throwing, because Purdy threw a couple of like the saddest rain balls I've ever seen. But I felt like the guys for the most part kept their footing. But you're right. Like the whole night he's dropping the slant. I don't know. I was just I've been very disappointed, because I thought that guy was like a true dog.
We've got a new pet peeve.
Which is?
Drives me crazy. The 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 30-yard fade route. It drives me freaking crazy.
You know who's been bad about that this year?
I'm like,
and I love him
I'm
to
like,
death.
You need a yard. Like the Rams, love them or hate them, they're like, Kyren Williams, get us 2 yards.
Or
like, gotcha.
Stafford. They're leaving the A gaps open. Stafford just sneaks it.
Old man.
At 36.
Running.
They were running zone read with Stafford last night.
By the way, no touchdowns last night. First time all year we've had a game in the NFL without a touchdown. And we do a bit every Thursday on VSiN Primetime where we take a stab at who will score the first touchdown. And it's me, it's the owner of Circa, and two other guys who work at Circa. And we have fun with it, and we, you know, look at it, and we've hit it a couple times. Do you know, there were differing odds out there, but I'll use Circa at their odds. Do you know what the odds were last night for no touchdown in the game?
Probably plus 1,100.
225 to 1.
So plus.
That's plus 22,250.
Good Lord.
Do you know how much money was bet on that prop at Circa?
Zero.
$11.
Well, you know, it's kind of surprising. So it's funny that you mentioned this, because my college roommate is a big Niners fan, lives up in the Bay, and he was texting one of my other college group chats. He's like, I've never seen prices this low. He's like, we should have all gone. I was like, Andy, it's a little bit of a flight for me.
And it's raining.
Right, because there are a couple of Rams fans, like obviously some LA kids that are Rams fans. He's like, we should have gone. And then he texted the group at kickoff. He goes, I see why the tickets were so cheap. he's like, I've never seen. He's like, this is like when we had like all the quarterbacks get hurt year. And I was like, yeah, it's shocking to me that there wasn't a little bit of money on that given the forecast.
Well, so once again, it's helpful to like know a meteorologist, because I just went on the old AccuWeather, and I'm like, oh,
that's my app too.
It doesn't look like it's going to rain. And then I'm watching the game, like, it's not stopping. It is just pouring. I mean, when was the Bills snow game?
That was
2 weeks ago.
So not this Sunday night football, but the last Sunday night football.
Yeah. Oh, we had a meteorologist on our show that morning on VSiN and was like, yeah, it's not going to snow. It's going to miss. I'm like, oh, cool. And then you watch it. You're like, it ain't missing. It is dumping snow right now in Kansas, in Buffalo.
And holy cow, did the Niners look like they wanted to be anywhere else. But this all gets to the other point, though, that I was thinking. Do they have a Brock Purdy problem? And I don't mean it in the sense of he's the reason why they're struggling. I don't think he's helping. And also last night, he had one of the sadder moves I've ever seen. Were you watching the play where he tried to step up and take off in the pocket and he just jumped into a defender?
Yes.
I don't know what that move is. But number two, if they really are, you know, you hear these reports, and I'm sure, honestly, it's probably coming from his agent or agency. You cannot make him a $60 million quarterback.
No.
Right?
Well, and I think this is a bigger picture question, because I think we're going to start to see, and the Vikings did it, we're going to start to see the resistance of, like, you know what? We're not going to pay you $55 million a year. Like, we'll pay Josh Allen. We'll pay, you know,
Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar,
et cetera. But there's going to be a point where we're going to start to see teams saying, nah, forget it. And, like, the Giants are clearly, you know, their situation with Daniel Jones, they should have never paid him. Like, I've always been of the camp, like, what are you going to do? That's the name of the game. You got to pay them. And I think if you're San Francisco, you know, here, I don't know. If I had to put on tinfoil hat right now, is there a way that the 49ers could get Kirk Cousins really cheap?
I don't think so, because I believe the first 2 years.
Could, like, the Falcons pay some of that money? I don't know. I am asking it out loud because I know Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk. They tried to trade for him. Granted, it was pre-Achilles tear, so maybe he doesn't like Kirk as much anymore. But
did you see there's a next-gen stat out there? I can't remember. Maybe Warren Sharp had it. Kirk has been inside the pocket something like 90% of dropbacks. It's like the highest that's ever been tracked. So, like, literally, he's not moving.
Could you, like, he's old, right? He's 36.
So there was another name that I was thinking, because I think another interesting aspect is, what do the Vikings do?
Yeah.
Because where was Sam Darnold last year?
San Francisco, right?
And who loves, like, Shanny loves Darnold.
Oh, you heard all about, well, maybe he'll take over. Maybe he'll be the starter.
And, I mean, I would presume.
Remember when they drafted Trey Lance?
Well, that's the other thing. So that's the other part about the Purdy conversation. Do you have to pay Purdy because it distracts you from how bad of a draft pick Trey Lance was? Also, how bad must he be? Because if you can't play quarterback for Shanahan, he must be god awful. He can't beat out Cooper Rush.
Why is he not starting in Dallas?
I have no idea. He must. I mean, that must be truly one of the biggest misfires in draft history.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, do you pay Purdy to distract people from how bad a pick that was? Yeah, well, we got it right with Purdy.
I mean, you can't pay Brock Purdy. The reason the Niners are as good as they are is because of the weapons. And once you start paying Brock Purdy, like, I thought they would eventually just pay him, and maybe they will, but knowing Shanahan, whether it's probably more of a crutch than not, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, right? So he likes certain quarterbacks. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to figure out a way to get, like, a Kirk or a Darnold next year.
It would not surprise, because I've always, you know, we've talked about this for a while now. I've always wondered if somebody was willing to try to be quarterback agnostic. And I do think if someone's going to do it, Shanahan's at the top of the list. Because he'll sit there and go, I went to a Super Bowl with a 2-score lead. Don't remember what happened at the end with Brock Purdy. I went to the Super Bowl with a 2-score lead with Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't remember what happened at the end there.
I mean, you know, Matt Ryan and MVP.
I still think that should be the top resume line for Kyle. I got Matt Ryan and MVP.
I do find it interesting, and I don't know if you get this, but I have a lot of anti-Shanites in my life because, you know, he clearly got the Washington job solely because of nepotism. You know, not that he's done anything since he left the Washington OC job. But like, oh, he blew the Super Bowl. I'm like, he was not the head coach.
No, I will say, though,
I get it. He was play calling and he could have called it better.
No, so Kyle's probably my favorite scheme guy in the league and play caller. I do also fundamentally acknowledge I just think he's new Andy Reid, where he just does not know how to work the clock.
Oh, that's fair.
But I still think he runs the best offense. When you look at how much production he's gotten from what I think are at best slightly above average NFL quarterbacks, like I think he's the best.
Like if they called up the Falcons, who are completely melting down, and they're more than likely not going to win the division just because it's been an epic disaster. If they called up the Falcons and were like, yo, let's swap 7th-round picks. We'll take half of Kirk's money next year. Falcons are like, in.
I think the Falcons would like for someone. I think the Falcons are in that mode of where I think like, they kind of want to go to Penix, but they can't.
Right.
And that would at least give them the out.
Right. So who else would want Kirk Cousins coming off of this dreadful season outside of Kyle Shanahan?
I mean, it feels like the Raiders are going to draft.
Yep. Panthers aren't. I think Panthers stay with Bryce. I think they should.
Would the Jets do it?
No. Go from a 41-year-old Achilles tear to a 37-year-old Achilles tear.
Oh, man, they have a brand.
They do. I literally just thought of this as we started this show, but I'm just like, there's no way any Falcons fan right now is like, put in Penix. What are we doing? Like, this is not working.
The whole
reason he's here is for us to win this easy division, and now, despite sweeping the Buccaneers, they're going to blow it and not make the playoffs and not win this division.
The only thing, I always leave room for this, and it's not a crutch. I just believe it's true. I always leave room for the coaches have a better sense of what it would do to the locker room. Like, in the end, because I watched this with Dable. Dable wanted to get rid of Daniel for, like, the last 2 years. But the team liked Daniel Jones. And you saw when they benched him, they just quit. You know, you got all the comments about, like, we shouldn't be doing this. And it makes sense for why they like Daniel. It's like, it's not that they're sitting there going, this guy's like a MVP caliber quarterback. But it's like, he plays really hard. He was willing to run the football. Like, he was a tough guy. So, like, they liked him. I don't know. Has Kirk been there long enough for the, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing. It's like, I find it hard to believe that he's been there long enough. The only other thing I can think of is, you know, they see Penix in practice, but that's the other thing, man. Second quarterbacks don't get a ton of reps at all. Like, at a certain point, don't you have to at least roll the dice?
I think if I had to guess, it feels like Monday night's kind of the breaking point. The Raiders are a disaster. The Falcons are coming out here to Vegas for a primetime game. Insert primetime Kirk.
He'll be a favorite, though.
Oh, they're a 4-point favorite. And all they got to do, I mean, their schedule, Falcons down the stretch, at Raiders, home to the Giants, at Commanders, won't be easy. Obviously, there'll be a dog there. Kirk revenge game, part two. And then home to the Panthers. Like, all they got to do is have the same record as Tampa.
Yeah, the problem, though,
Tampa plays the Chargers this weekend.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're they're going to have, like, they're going to have to go 4-0, and then the Bucks would have to go 3-1. Yeah. Also, that's a personal game for me. It's Baker versus Herbert, so. No, although maybe Herbert's not playing.
But if they come out here and, you know, lay a turd in the punch bowl, like, at some point, you got to be like, we got to look into starting Penix. So, I don't know. The bigger question was what started with Purdy was like,
and maybe Purdy now also maybe
season, right?
Maybe Purdy, like I don't know. Like I never know what these guys do because I don't fault any player for saying, you know, Jim Calhoun, not a dime back. Taking, I will never fault them. Now, would I like for my best player to sit there and go, hey man, $30 million's enough, so you can use that on the other guys? Yeah, I would, but I also understand that's not necessarily reality. I just think there's a lot of parallels between Purdy and Dak, and these would be the parallels. Dak obviously is not the last pick of the draft, but Dak's a third rounder in a draft that he was largely kind of overlooked. Plays very early and plays very well on a good team. But then you start getting to the point where you have to pay him, and then it starts taking away from the rest of the roster. Honestly, there's a case to be made. Part of the reason why the Bengals are having the struggles that they are this year is because they've paid Burrow and they have a cheap owner. Let's be clear. They've not been able to pay guys on the defensive side. Bates leaves. Like Mike Hilton's left. Like they've lost guys that were important. And now all of a sudden that defense, they've missed on some draft picks and they can't stop anybody. And so that's where they are. I would just, like, my deal is if I'm going to pay someone, I have to believe that he is the guy that makes everyone around him better. And I don't think that's Purdy. I think Purdy can be good if he's surrounded by a lot of good. But man, when you're talking about that kind of money, I'd have to take a real long look at, do we have other options?
Or do the Niners say, hey man, you still got a year left in your contract. We're going to play it out. I know that's not how the game's played, but he's still got a year left, and he's $1 million next year, and maybe that's what they do. They roll that way. But yeah, I mean, this just could be an epically unfortunate season for the Niners with injuries and everything they've had to deal with. Brock was injured for a little bit. Trent Williams, by the way, I'm sitting there in studio last night, and they flash to the sideline. Did you catch this?
Yes.
And I'm like, what did they say? Because I'm sitting there and I go, that's not Trent Williams.
So Herbie says, there's Trent Williams.
No.
Now, in fairness to Herbie, you're watching the game.
Yeah.
That flashes up on the monitor. I think that's the classic, like, okay, maybe you can make a case he should know, hey, that ain't Trent Williams. I would listen to that argument. At the same time, like he's like seeing a million things, and that pops up on his screen, and like
and they put yeah, I blame the production
yes.
team on that one.
Also, did you see Al's coming back?
No,
Al's coming back for another year.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
We got Al last night. Al last night though was the voice of Everwood. That was arguably one of the worst games I've ever watched.
It was bad.
Like that was a brutal, brutal watch.
I mean, how about a read option with Matthew Stafford on what third and one?
They ran it multiple times. They ran it early, and then it got called back for a hold on the outside.
Yeah. I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah, that was an eye-opening experience. But apologies to the Niners. Hey, listen, yeah, you're still at least well run, right?
I think.
Like I'd rather have this than be the Giants fan. Which, by the way, did you happen to catch the news from yesterday from Giants practice?
Other than DeVito being the starter,
okay. You ready for this? This is from Pat Leonard of the Daily News. The Giants had a red zone period of practice today outside in 30 degrees and 18 mile per hour winds, in which the offense went 0-for-17 on passes, including 0-for-4 versus air, and 0-for-13 in one-on-ones versus defenders. A combo of drops, overthrows, defensive plays, and two catches out of bounds. I don't know if 16's enough, buddy. Because as a Giants fan, and maybe it's because I'm not in New York, maybe it's also because I'm not Italian, I did not get swept up in DeVito mania like everyone else, because I would also point out this, I watched college football. Do you remember watching DeVito and even thinking he was good in college?
No.
He was kind of like a gamer, like he was the tough guy, like he'd run.
Didn't they bench him for someone else at Syracuse?
Schrader, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't he have, I'm trying to remember my DeVito history lesson here, but didn't he get benched and he transferred to Illinois?
That sounds right. Or maybe they were bringing in Schrader, maybe?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he got benched in 21 and had to transfer to Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he got benched for Schrader. Yeah. Yeah, in Illinois, I mean, I guess, whatever, like, let's see. In Illinois,
it was fine.
7 years. Yeah, I just but it's nice to see are the Giants going to turn to DeVito? Please don't. Like, but I am glad they're playing him now, because you know the number one pick's out there.
At this point, you want the number one pick.
Number one pick's out there. All right, let's take a look at what we could be talking about on Monday, and this is kind of what I find interesting. So we're going to have this first weekend really without a lot of college football, but we have bowl season starting. We got Army Navy, but that's not really going to be a part of the framework of what we're talking about on Monday. Does this weekend center around Bills Lions?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand. Why is Bills Lions and Eagles Steelers both at 325?
I don't know, and that's a great question. And normally,
because the slate is so unbalanced.
So what was it? It was like two or three weeks ago. What was it? Bills Chiefs that was in like the 325 central window, and it was like the only game.
Yes,
like Hanson's probably like I. There's no other games going on. There was like a Raiders game.
I think there was like one other game, but it was like a. It was like a blowout, and it was just an awful game.
Was it the Josh Allen scramble into the end zone game, basically when he became the favorite to win MVP, right?
That yeah, well, I think technically he was the favorite before that, but right. that was the first, there's his MVP moment.
Right. So this weekend, to your point, the early window, the noon window for you guys, it's terrible.
I guess you could make
Miami, Houston.
That's the only game I'd make a case for, but
I mean, that's kind of like Cleveland was. It's going to be windy, and Kansas City can't blow anyone out, so maybe that's what you're looking at.
That game, there were three games in that window because that was the day of Baltimore, Pittsburgh early. Yeah, Denver, Atlanta. That was like a blowout. Like that game was over within the first quarter.
Denver smashed them.
Then you had that weird Seattle San Francisco game where San Francisco again couldn't hold the lead and Geno scored on the last drive. So that game was at least marginally interesting, but that was like a 3:05 game. And then that was Buffalo, Kansas City. But you're right. If you were watching Red Zone, like Hanson was showing, like basically you were watching drives start at like the 10.
Yeah. It's bizarre to me that they would have Pittsburgh, Philly. I mean, and they're on opposite networks, obviously. So, you know, Philly or Fox versus CBS. So maybe that makes some sense. But usually they
rotate.
Yeah, I don't know why. Usually they do work together in tandem where it's like, all right, we'll take the early window, you take this window. It's odd to me that you've got such a high-profile game. And it's not like Buffalo, Detroit snuck up on us. Detroit should have made the Super Bowl a year ago. Expected to make it this year for a long stretch, and then Buffalo is Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a disaster. All right, we'll talk more about that during hour number two, but when we come back, let's welcome Blake Topmeyer to the program, get his thoughts on Bill Belichick to North Carolina. We'll also discuss his thoughts on the SEC's response to the college football playoff. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Blake Topmeyer is the senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. You can hear his podcast, SEC Football Unfiltered. Episodes available each and every week wherever you get your podcasts. On Twitter, on X, at B Topmeyer. Blake, did you ever think we'd live in a world where Nick Saban is not coaching college football and Bill Belichick is?
No, I didn't. I mean, really one of the more fascinating college football hires, I think, of our lifetimes. I think it's interesting not just because UNC hired Belichick, but to me what it signifies. Like, you don't hire Bill Belichick if you're not serious about college football. And it doesn't mean it's going to work, but the amount of investment that it's going to take, A, to hire Belichick, I mean, 5-year deal worth $10 million a year, but then to staff him in the way that you know he's demanded to be staffed, it's going to his staff between coaching staff, strength and conditioning, support staff. It's going to be he's allotted over $16 million annually, and then you fund the roster in a way that can be competitive. So I mean, we heard it from Bubba Cunningham yesterday, North Carolina's athletic director. He said North Carolina's, quote, going all in on football. I mean, we're used to this with Carolina basketball, right? I mean, this is different for Carolina football. I don't know if it's going to work, but financial commitment is one step towards success.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because this is the other thing that I find curious. In that league right now, how many schools are actually going to go full rev share? Because, like, to me, I think everybody's kind of overthinking this. It's like, well, he's never done it. He's never recruited and whatnot. It's like, I don't really care. It's like, if they're going to spend the $20-something million full rev share, at least in that league, I'm not talking about them being a college football playoff contender, but in that league, they're going to have a top four, top five roster, and I do think he's a coaching upgrade from Mack and his staff.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, and I wrote about this today, like, the higher we can think what we want of the hire. I don't know if I love it. I don't hate it either. But yes, the fact that they're going to fund the roster in the way that they are, I mean, it says right in his contract that $13 million is committed to revenue sharing for the roster. And you know, that figure makes sense because we know, you know, we're talking about $20 million plus for all athletes, you know, is sort of the max that you can do. Well, by the time, you know, North Carolina funds its men's basketball roster and sprinkles around a few shekels to women athletes, I mean, $13 million sounds about right for what would be left over for your football program, right? And they are committed in writing right on Bill Belichick's term sheet that they are going to rev share $13 million a year with their football athletes. So, yes, I mean, that is a commitment to winning. I mean, there's like five or six factors to having a winning football organization, right? But I think near the top of the list is having a competent coach on the sidelines, A, and B, especially in this day and age, having the financial resources toward being a serious football program. And so at the very least, North Carolina is going to have checks at those two boxes. You know, can they check box 3, 4, 5, 6? Like, will Bill Belichick be able to recruit with the, you know, some of the top recruiters in the Southeast? I don't know. You know, I mean, everybody else in the Southeast is going to have some money to throw around too, whether that be Kirby Smart or Dabo Swinney. I mean, I don't think Clemson's going to go poppers when it comes to rev share either. So that's an unanswered question. It's a fair question. You know, how is he going to be as a CEO of a college organization? How is he going to connect with 18-year-olds that haven't been through college? I mean, yeah, you deal with, you know, NFL rookies, but a 22-year-old NFL rookie is much different than an 18-year-old college freshman. So there's a lot of questions that I have, but it does put you down the path toward success when you're financially committing, and particularly in this conference. Like, we saw SMU in year one be able to get to the playoff from the ACC. Just 2 years ago, SMU went 7-6. Like, it is not impossible to climb toward the top of the ACC if you're financially committed to it.
I mean, Indiana climbed to the top of the Big Ten. Now, their schedule was very advantageous this year, but we saw what you're able to do. Blake, do we know, other than Michael Lombardi, who was a colleague of mine?
I was going to say, doesn't he work at...
Yeah, he was our morning show host for the last 6 years.
By the way, did y'all notice him and Belichick were doing like a YouTube like scouting show this year? That makes a little bit more sense right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. They were working closely together. Obviously, they've got a great relationship. So Michael Lombardi rejoins with Bill Belichick to be his GM. All reports and indications are that his son, Steve, will be his defensive coordinator. Have we heard any other rumors or connecting the dots? Like, who do we think could be the offensive coordinator?
Josh McDaniels is available.
Yeah, do we just run it back with what we had in New England, Blake? What do you think? Is there going to be some college blood infused into this coaching staff, in your opinion?
I mean, I think it's going to be a fairly NFL-heavy staff. But, you know, there are some guys that have worked on both sides of the fence. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Belichick said at his press conference yesterday that Freddie Kitchens will be
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And so that's someone who's worked on both sides of the fence, been, you know, in the NFL and in college. So I think we could see some of those type of guys, you know, people that have been in the NFL, been in college, and he brings onto a college staff. I don't know that there's I would be a little bit surprised if we see a ton of college football lifers on this staff, just because, like, Belichick doesn't really have those connections. And generally speaking, you know, he could be different, but generally speaking, coaches hire guys who are in their orbit, right? And so I do think there will be some college experience on this staff, but I think it's going to be guys who also have spent some time in the NFL. And yeah, I mean, that's going to be their whole sales pitch, though, right? Like, their recruiting pitch is going to be, come play for us because I'm Bill Belichick. I have 8 Super Bowl rings, 6 as a head coach and 2 as a D coordinator. I know what it takes to win in the NFL. I can get you there, et cetera. Now, my counterargument to that would be, like, when you go play college football, in addition to NIL dollars, one of the biggest things on your priority list is, who can get me drafted? And just because Bill Belichick has 8 Super Bowl rings doesn't mean he's the best guy to get you drafted. Like, Kirby Smart's pretty dang good at getting guys drafted. Steve Sarkisian, in his time at Texas, been pretty darn good at getting guys drafted. Even in the ACC, like, Dabo's been pretty good at getting guys drafted. So
heck, Dave Doran's even had a decent run at it.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, you know, Belichick, I feel like the NFL media types are going head over heels for this. Like, oh, he's going to be great on the recruiting trail because aren't all these kids going to want to play for the guy with all, like, I don't know. Kids just want to play for a guy that's going to get him drafted. And maybe Belichick
can do that.
Let's be real.
Kids also are, I don't know, 95%. I mean, I'm not saying every single human being on the planet just goes where the highest dollar is, but like the overwhelming majority do.
Well, I think it's dollars plus future dollars. I mean, yes, it's all about the dollars, but I do think there are some guys who will say, you know, I might take a small haircut on the NIL if I think this is the program where that's going to make me a first-round draft pick, right? I mean, that was Nick Saban's pitch. Alabama was not in the poorhouse when it came to NIL, but, you know, that was part of the pitch there. And I think that's part of Kirby's pitch, too. And, again, Georgia's not in the poorhouse when it comes to NIL either. But part of his pitch is, yes, you can make NIL dollars here. You will be compensated in college. But also, look at my NFL draft history. I'm going to make you a very, very rich man in 3 years' time when you're getting selected in round 1, 2, or 3 in the NFL draft. And so when you combine those things, NIL plus do kids think they can get drafted in the first couple rounds there, I mean, those are the two factors that, you know, high school kids are now making decisions on, which they should be, right? If you got an eye toward your professional future, it should be about business decisions, and those are the two things that really affect business the most.
We're talking with Blake Topmeyer here, of course, senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. I think we're also noticing a trend in a lot of these hires recently in the last like 12 months or so. It applies to, I don't know if you got to check in on West Virginia today, but I mean, that was like, honestly, like that was a homecoming rally. Like it was unbelievable. And I honestly, I don't have ill will towards Rich Rod. Like in the end, there's so many coaches that could have not gone and taken Jacksonville State, but he said, damn it. Like, you know what? I tipped my cap to him. And he's back home, and it was a fun scene, so congrats to all of them. But it's the same thing. Even if you and I do or don't like the Belichick hire, the thing that's obvious to me is Carolina people do. And to me, like, it's the same thing with Cal at Arkansas. Like, in the end, it fired up the bases, and to me, like, that's what matters the most, because in this era, it's all basically funded by your people, and that's like that's how you got to do it. And so I don't know, of all the options they had, because I don't think they had a ton of good options. Like, to me, it's like, why not? This is the most interesting North Carolina football's been ever.
Yeah, and you hit on it. Why not? I mean, what does North Carolina have to lose? I mean, they haven't been a horrible program the last 25 years. But they've been far from elite, and it feels like they could be better. I'm not saying elite, but like in
well, you
that
know, Blake, it's a sleeping giant. I don't know if you've heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a sleeping giant, but it's a sleeping something, right? Like it can be more than what it is. I really think that. I mean, this is a school of Michael Jordan, right? Like, I mean, this is a
well. There's talent. There's talent in North Carolina. There's money in the state. It's a growing
Absolutely.
State. Like there's
growing state, growing talent base. I mean, you're not that stinking far from the DMV. Like, I mean, you're within 5 hours of a lot of really good talent. Now, there's a lot of programs that are, you know, one rung higher or two rungs higher than you are that's also going for that. But, yeah, I mean, you're in a pretty talent-rich area, and you're in a conference where there is opportunity. You know, I go back to it. SMU's in the playoff. They were in the ACC championship game this year. Look at North Carolina's schedule next year. It's not that brutal.
Do y'all realize Bill Belichick's going to be coaching at UNC Charlotte next year? Like a 25,000-seat stadium?
I wish Biff was still there. I wish Biff was on the other sideline with a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, you have two guys with their sleeves cut off
was it
against
the,
each other.
Was it the president? Yes. I'm in on two things. Bubba Cunningham
showed up with the jacket.
I'm in on that. And also... guys, hashtag Chapel Bill's really good. Like, that kind of sold me.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey, I mean, I got away from it there, but you hit on something really important. Like, it is so vital now that whoever you hire, the boosters believe in. And maybe that was always true to a degree. I mean, you didn't want a booster revolt, you know, as we've seen at Auburn time and again, when they don't believe in the coach. You didn't ever want that. But right now, you have to have the money men believing in whoever the front man is for the organization. Now, it does help if that person can coach, too. Like, if it's just some stooge who...
Well, he's no Mario Cristobal, but I do think he'll be decent on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I think it helps that Belichick can coach. And he's someone that the boosters believe in. And like you said, I mean, that is paramount right now. I mean, there was a time where if you were winning football games, you know, you could force the boosters to kind of get behind you and say, look, I'm a winner. Get with it. You may not like me, but you have to deal with me. But now, if the boosters are out on you from day one, you're not going to have any money to fund your roster. And so you're going to be up a creek, and it doesn't really matter how good of a coach you are. You're in trouble. So, yes, it's clear that this is the hire that the booster base at North Carolina wanted. And I think that's why Bill Belichick's the coach, is because this is who the boosters wanted.
Well, I think, to your point of it probably always mattered, to a certain degree, but now the thing is, with it becoming above board, there's more players in the market, and so it's becoming even more imperative, because if you, like, the numbers have gone up. So, I've used the example, the last time I really covered recruiting was, like, 2016. And, like, Bama's roster, depending on who you believe, but we're talking, like, $4-5 million. Well, now the number one roster is $20 million. So in less than a decade, that the number's basically gone up at least 400%. And because now you have more people that are, like, it's more imperative. You have to have money. Like, you can't get away with it anymore. Like, that's kind of condition number one.
Right. Yeah, we're not talking about a small stack of bills in a Chick-fil-A bag anymore, right?
It's not whatever Pruitt got turned in for with the McDonald's bag.
Right. Yeah, the operation is much, much different now, without a doubt. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. We're seeing this, that the boosters have to be on board with the hire, because you have to have the money behind it, or you're going nowhere fast. What's going to be interesting to me, though, is you know, they're not going to be the only program in the ACC that is fully funded. I mean, it may not be all of them, but some of them are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, so, to me, it's going to be, like, I think you can safely say Clemson, Florida State, Miami.
And I think SMU's got some money.
SMU. Yes, I agree with you on that. Beyond that. I don't know, dude.
I'm curious to see what does the recruiting class look like? You know, Mario Cristobal, he's a bit of a liability on the sidelines, but very good recruiter. Even Brent Key at Georgia Tech has been a great recruiter for them. Clemson, you know, it's not going to be a top.
They took a visit from a transfer yesterday.
They did.
Yeah.
But you know, they're always going to have NFL talent on their roster. So that's the interesting thing is like, how is he able to build at pretty quick speed here a roster that can go toe to toe with you know, Miami, Clemson, SMU. I mean, that's where he's got to be, and I don't think it's that far to get there. Plus, when you add in the transfer portal, I mean, Bill Belichick should be a guy that you would think would love evaluating talent out of the transfer portal, right?
Like, I would imagine that's where they're starting.
So, I mean, somebody asked him yesterday in the press conference, like, well, coach, you planning on doing a bunch of in-home visits? And I thought Belichick kind of dodged the question nicely, basically said, like, well, we got a whole, we'll have a whole recruiting operation, and I'll do what's necessary.
Did you see Kingsbury when he was asked about it yesterday? So Cliff played for him in New England. I think that's who drafted him. And he goes, excuse me? Like, when it was like, they're telling him it was official, he goes, I'm going to have to see that to believe it. And then he's like, there's still some NFL stuff. Now, I personally think he's blackballed in the NFL, or at least shadow banned. But then he also is like, I don't think my man is going to be hitting the cocktail circuits or in-home visits after the games.
No, he's not eating Lucy's chicken pot pie to try to get Johnny quarterback to come sign with him. I think some minion's going to be eating Lucy's chicken pot pie, but I do think, like, when it comes
I think Steven will be eating a lot of chicken pot pie.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like he might enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I think evaluating the transfer portal, like, that's something that Belichick ought to be able to kind of sink his teeth into a little bit there. I think that's a little bit more up his alley. And those guys, let's face it, like, they're coming to you. You know, recruiting transfers, you don't leave campus to recruit transfers. They come to your campus. See what you have to offer, sit down with you, and you see if you can strike a deal, right? You're not running around in the helicopter.
Heck, half the time you're just meeting on Zoom.
Yeah. Sometimes you're doing it virtual. That's right. But you're not getting in a Kirby copter to go hit a Friday night football game. That is not involved in recruiting the transfer portal. So that is something that I think he could be immediately good at on day one. And I don't see there being I do think there's going to be a significant adjustment to recruiting high school prospects. I don't think there's going to be much adjustment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.